Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. As you know, last week we had, we've had a couple of shows in frequent. That's partly because it's my, I've got a big birthday coming up middle of this month, it's 21. And then I won't be doing another show probably till early July, really. So that's kind of why we've had this quick show in succession, but welcome back. As I said, we had a show last week, so we've done quite well. And for all of those who have never heard us before, I'm Caroline, and I have my lovely co-host Joni Eisinger, who's a great friend and co-host. Hi, Joni, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
I am fine, thank you very much. Now, for those who don't know the format, the way me and Joni work is obviously we are both channels, mediums and healers. And therefore, you know, we do a lot of healing, but we also do readings as well. So, but we both would say that we tend to focus on the healing because then we can give you the best outcome for your future, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if we have spoken to you in the last couple of months, we will sort of look to go to others in the queue simply because we both have the belief that, you know, really a reading sort of once every 2 or 3 months is about right, isn't it, Joni? It's would normally recommend, if I was giving a full reading to someone, I'd be saying come back and see me in 6 months, unless I would say you were in an extremely difficult position where it was an ever-changing state. Like I do readings very frequently for people who say going through divorces and things like that, because it changes lots and the dynamics change. So what I'm going to say to you, Joni, is would you like to tell everyone about yourself, what you do, and where they can find you?
Oh, sure. My name's Joni Isinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I'm now in North Central New Jersey. I used to be a therapist, a social worker in New York City for 10 years, and I worked with the mentally ill as well as addicts and alcoholics. I did not believe in any of what Caroline and I do today. Around 2003, 4, 5, I became gifted with abilities as a result of going through a dark night of the soul. And I became able to jump into other lifetimes, see into bodies, do readings and healings and communicate with animals, etc., mediumship, and I was never going to be the same again. My life changed, and here I am. I do this professionally. You could find me on my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, and I have a YouTube channel as well. I love what I do. I am a light worker that has a sense of urgency to assist in helping humanity wake up. And I will speak for Caroline, but I think she'll agree, as I am about to pass her on. We love what we do, and we are bridges, we are catalysts, and we are not creating dependencies here. We are jump starters, validators, clarifiers, educators, supporters, and we do bring information that is new, maybe, for folks to chew on, and then they get to take that with them to make choices about where they want to go with that. So with that being said, Caroline, please introduce yourself and let other people know who you are and where they can find you too.
Hi, well, I'm Caroline Dixon, or Caroline Crystal Heart, and I am founder of Crystal Heart Psychic. So that is a telephone psychic reading company where I have readers who work for me online 24/7, and we do actually have an American number to call. So how I started is, again, I didn't really believe. I wasn't a massive believer. I would go and have a reading, say, once every couple of years. People did tell me I was a healer, but I kind of took no notice. And then around 2003, my horse got really sick. And with that, my hands would get hot, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew if I put my hands on him, it would make him feel better. So then one night I went through some personal life circumstances, which was a divorce. My gut was telling me one thing, my head was telling me another, and actually my gut was right. And I actually went to, as I was healing from that, I actually went to have healing. And the person at the time said, did you know you're a healer? That's where it started. And I then, because I have an inquisitive mind, I'm very logical, I did lots of life coach, past life regression therapist, Reiki and Sekhem master. I'm also a timeline therapist and a spiritual practitioner. And also, I've actually been doing readings now over the telephone for over 14 years, part-time. So that's where Crystal Hearts was born, and I'll share a little bit of my passion about. I'm pretty sure that Joni will concur with this. When a person gives a reading, sometimes if in the right way, it can be disempowering. And with that, that means I limit you from achieving what you need to achieve or what your soul purpose is. So also the way I learned is, and also I'm a qualified life coach, is actually to become more positive. Yes, we can tell you, no, that's not going to work out. We can be straight up because sometimes we're told to channel it, but it can be put in a way that's positive. I used to get very frustrated at when I was reading a lot, you know, over the phones working for other companies, is that I would have people, individuals call me up, and they would be in quite a state because of what they had been told by a different reader. And my passion came from, because I spent a lot of time speaking to these clients and actually, for want of a better word, undoing what had been said to them. It doesn't necessarily mean to say that outcome was incorrect. What it means to say is it's said the wrong way. So my passion came from, no, I will never give a negative reading, because even in negatives there's always a positive. There is always a blessing in disguise, and there's always a positive spin. And that is why Crystal Heart Psychics was born, because I decided that all my readers would actually be like that, and I wouldn't have anyone on the line to give that connotation. And that's it. And that's me. So there you are. And I'm sure you'll concur, Journey, with all what I've said there as well.
Absolutely. We've had to do remedy work with our respective clients.
Yeah. Yeah. And we find that a lot on the show as well, don't we, Joni? You know, sometimes we have, not so much nowadays, but we have had it in the past where and said over there that this was going to happen. And you know, for want of a better word, you know, worried the person that they were talking to. You know, but anyway, that's us. However, yes. You know, so we're both healers and channels. And I think for anyone that hasn't heard the show, or just as a reminder, what I do is I read the last three digits out of the person that we are going to... We'll ask who you are and where you are from. So, Joni, are we ready for this?
Absolutely. And this is an hour and a half show?
Yep. So we have a little bit more time today, which is really lovely as well, isn't it, Joni?
Yes.
So yeah.
Let the games begin.
Let the games begin. Let us commence. So the first caller... 033, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince.
Hi.
How can we help?
Oh, well, I'm beyond help, but that's a different story. No, I just wanted to find out, last week, I have been trying to get into this company for a job for the last few years now, and every time I've tried, for some reason, it hasn't happened. Well, last week I had a job interview with them on Zoom. They were really impressed with me, what I had to say, how I handle myself. So I'm just wondering, do you see them getting me the job, if I got the job?
Do you want me to
Caroline,
go, Jody?
Caroline,
you
want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. The one thing I'm picking up with you is I feel we read for you a couple of months ago, and what I will say is that I think you need to decide that what my guides are saying to me is you need to decide what you want. I feel this job is really positive, and I mean, how do I put it, are you unsure of yourself on do you really want this position? Is that what I get?
Well, I do want this position because it's a brewery and I've worked for breweries in the past. And I'm very familiar with the kind of work and everything. Even it's not a direct brewery job. It's not where they make beer, but it's owned by a brewery where we make the cans for other companies like soda companies and everything like that, and drink companies. So that's the division that I'd be working in. And it's a half-hour drive from where I live. Because right now where I'm working, I just started this job about 3 weeks ago, but it's a 2.5-hour drive from where I live. Because the money here is good and everything, and I'm getting trained and qualified for something else. But
yeah.
I need something closer to home.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think you'll do okay. There's two things going on here, Vince, and these are the messages that I'm getting. And so I do feel that you need to settle down in a role, because I feel you haven't for a long Does that make sense? My guides are showing me lots of like black jagged edges, which means that I feel you've had to swap it. The way I'm getting it is swap and change to survive. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I worked for Pepsi for almost three years, and then they blamed me for something that I didn't do. I got fired from there. So I've been bouncing around from one job to another for the last 3 months. So now this job's come up, the interview, and so I have a really good feeling about it. I was disappointed that I didn't hear from them today, but I think I'll hear from them by tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I don't feel anything negative. I think you interviewed very well. I will always say with jobs, I'm glad you phoned us after the interview and not before, because if you were coming to me before the interview, I'd say, look, you know, all of us psychics can sit here and say, hey, you're going to get the job. So I'm kind of glad you phoned us after the interview. But I feel they like you. I feel you answered the questions very well. I also feel that you actually answered why you moved on so quickly, or why you've wanted to move on so quickly, very well, which is always the key. And I think you made it quite clear that you were wanting to settle in a role. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you've got all of your... And I do think, you know, it's a good feeling. I don't get a bad feeling at all. And at that point, I'm going to pass you on to Joni and see what she gets for you.
Okay.
Hi, Vince.
Hi.
I feel comfortable with this position. I think that they're looking to hire you. There might be one other candidate, and you're very refreshing. Now, I feel like there might be a trial period where they're just going to have someone either mentor, train, or shadow you. I'm not sure. I don't know. Is this in-house or on the road?
It's in-house, and you're right. It's a six-month probation period. But after 6 months, I'm in permanently. I'm in the union, and I'll be more at ease once I pass
right.
the probation period.
I believe that this could be the job that you get, and the most important thing that Spirit is saying is keep to task.
Yeah,
the most
definitely
important
will.
Thing is your follow through, and be mindful of the time, be mindful of task, if there's just any way to stay on track.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing is mind focus and keeping to task.
Okay.
And I see you're having a smile.
Yeah.
And you go about your business, you do your job, and it's done. It feels comfortable. I'm going to see, because, you know, Caroline and I never make promises. We never say it's going to happen. We look at the timeline that has the highest probability. It feels comfortable
right.
to me. I feel like you're satisfied. I'm going to go in to see if there's a possibility not, and if why not. No. I feel that, like Caroline said, you interviewed well. So what this is about in terms of life lessons is what you say. That if
okay.
you make a trip up, a slip up, reveal too much, it could be held against you. And that when
right.
you are peaceful and you just sit there and you're very peaceful and you interview nicely like that, where there aren't harder words that come out, then you're taken seriously. But if you share something that's private, personal, gripey, underlying anger, anything, that's when they have no interest. So I
yeah.
feel that, like how Caroline
yeah.
said, you interviewed well.
Yeah, well, I've learned the hard way just to keep quiet and say, just stick with business and business-oriented stuff and say nothing. Even if, like my last job, there were a lot of people, God knows why, supported Trump, and I can't stand the guy. He belongs in prison. But, you know, I've had to learn how to keep my mouth shut and say nothing because, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's one of the taboos you don't talk about, especially at work.
Right, so that's life lessons learned, and you just take that with you.
Okay.
And let us know,
okay.
please.
I definitely will. Definitely.
Please, good to hear from you, and definitely let us know. And good luck.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, good luck.
You will.
Well done.
Thanks.
I'm going to say congratulations
this,
already.
When I get this job, my next task is going to be to drop 50 pounds and get back down to 185.
Well done. Brilliant.
So,
great to have goals. That's what you want.
Okay.
Take
yep.
care
good
now,
luck.
Vince. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Next caller is 860.
Hi.
Are you speaking from?
Hi, this is Amala. How are you? It's been a while.
Ah.
Hi, Amala.
How are you?
Hi. Happy
I
to
think
you.
You're calling well, from Connecticut.
Yes.
That says it all, doesn't it, Joni? When you remember.
Yeah.
I think it's been a while.
It has
been a while.
I haven't talked to you since last year. Seriously, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So,
welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so I have a question. I finished my book, and actually Spirit was, I know you guys get this, Spirit was bugging me. I was running away from it. I didn't want to do it. Like, I don't want to do this. This would be my second book, and it was just like, no, you have to get this done. So it's done. It's literally on the presses and in printing mode. And so that piece is out of the way. And I think Spirit's just like, you need to get your work done and get all that stuff in alignment and then be the butterfly, so to speak. And I feel like I'm a butterfly now. I feel so rejuvenated and like the phoenix out of the fire. And so I'm ready. Well, at least I feel it. I'd like to meet somebody special, so that's my question. Yeah.
So are you asking about romance and love and
yes.
the future?
Yes,
let's
please.
See.
Yes.
Going in.
Yes. It's about love.
There's healing that needs to be done first.
Okay.
I feel that there's sadness and healing. I'm going in regarding what needs to be worked on.
Okay.
You've wished to have support through some of your trials, and there was
yes.
not someone there to be with you, and there's an emptiness and a suffering. Do you have a glass of water by you?
Yes, I do.
Have a sip.
Okay.
That will help flush negative energies through the physical body. So what
okay.
Spirit is saying that you have been supported, yet it is understandable why you would feel sad wishing to have someone near you. With an arm to cry on, a shoulder for support.
Yes.
Let's. Why not? Why not? Because we can. Let's eliminate any karma. I feel like there's a solitary energy that's not great. It's a sadness. Let's see what I'm going to see what the karmic theme is.
Sure.
There's no one. Why? Bother. Anger, fury, pissed off, sad. The whole, an emotional that's there. You're angry. You don't like people. You're angry. You're feeling disheveled. This is energy. And it's an accumulation of different lifetimes. That's a block. That's why Caroline and I say at the beginning of shows, we are healers. And that if a person
yes.
is looking to move forward, but we see something that's a block, we are being responsible, and we need to address that so a person can have a chance of manifesting what they desire. So across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where you were so upset and you were angry at others, you were upset at yourself about being alone, period.
Yeah.
And where that would then upset the balance here in opening up possibility.
That.
And you
oh,
stay
wow.
inside, forgive myself. There you go. Look at you. You've got like a little screwdriver and you like are unscrewing a lock. You locked yourself into like a room. and you've got a tool and you're turning it around. You're unscrewing a screw that had you, like, locked up.
Yes.
Next step, forgive everyone and everything. There you go. You're like, whee! Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. And thank God for these life lessons. God meaning we are all one.
Yes.
As source. Have a sip of water.
Okay.
And between now and when you go to sleep, sip water that will help flush negative energies through the physical body.
Okay.
Let's see what your theme was that you were working on regarding solitary.
Yes.
You were doing, it was a study. It was a personal study to understand aloneness, oneness, solitary, solo, things being beyond your grasp, needing help. No one there, no one listening, no one answering, supporting self, being your best friend.
Yes.
You were working on judgment. You were working on death of the spirit
yes.
and revival. And here you are. So let's see from here forward. Yeah, they come in. Let's see. This is June. In July, you get perky. It's an energy thing. By August, it starts. I think someone comes in November. That's
oh,
what
wow.
I feel. That's what
yes.
I get. I'm passing you on because I've spent a bit of time. Now I'm passing you on to Caroline to dovetail and good luck.
Thank you, Joni. That was beautiful.
Welcome, honey pie.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Hi, right, Caroline. Okay. Hiya, how are you? I'm Ola. Right,
no
okay.
Way.
I am dovetailing, and it's kind of slightly different. What my guides have just said to me is about direction, isn't it, more than anything?
Yeah. Well,
so it's about your direction. It's like, okay, you want me to do this, I've done it. You want me to do that, now where next?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Right. For
yes.
starters, I want to say you've done really well with the book. Where are you at? That with the publishing and everything?
Oh, it's on. It's like time to print it. It's pretty much done.
Yeah. So have you got like a publisher set up and all of that?
Yeah, it's all done. It's on its way tomorrow, actually.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now the other thing I want is to talk to you about crystals.
Okay.
So what's your thoughts on that?
I love crystals, actually. They really, I always collect rocks and things I find out in the woods. So
aww.
It's good with that. I really connect to them. I like the raw. I don't wear jewelry or anything like that. I never was in, but I definitely like the raw crystals. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's sort of like, I don't know whether it's whether you need to look at that or study that or do a little bit more around that and that level of healing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. I do enjoy that.
And what
yeah.
they're showing, and it's very similar to kind of, which I'm not going to do because obviously Joni's already done that, is it's about letting go and releasing some of that karma to expand
yeah.
and move forward. And what they're showing me is a picture of the cosmos. So this is like time for your own evolution, you know, and they were asking you to step into different places. So I'm being told to say to you about spending time in the woodland, doing the things that you love just to get like that me time that you need to do
yeah.
that growth.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm very much yeah. feeling is, you know, about it's about your spiritual growth right now.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that how you feel? Yeah.
It's because the writing is solitude, right? So it's like that part is done. And it's not even just about promoting the book. It's more of like I get to be me. And I want to be all of it. And I want to be that butterfly. You know, I am the butterfly. I just need to fly, even though I don't get far per se. I can't just go full flight, you know. I mean, it takes time to me to break out of the shell, break out of the cocoon, and that's what I feel like I am. I don't feel it. It was a heck of a journey, even writing this book. The hurdles that
yeah.
I've been through.
I
but
can
it's
imagine.
Amazing how I landed every time, like a gymnast somehow I landed on my 2 feet. And that's what kept me going. And talking about what Joni was talking about, support, like that, I needed this to feel and be supported no matter what. Because up until that, now, I was always, you know, second-guessing myself for no one was would follow through. And even though there were hurdles galore on this journey of this book thing, I landed. And that's what I needed to value myself. I needed
absolutely
that push. Yes.
And not only that, I do think writing is very I used to write, you know, I don't so much anymore, but I started, when I started Crystal Heart Psychics, obviously with the website and everything, I did a lot of writing blogs, and I did find at times it was very cathartic in the sense that you were clearing your energies as you were writing. And I think, yeah, so it's a lesson from the both sides. It's from the spiritual side, that you're getting channels, you're learning to channel in different ways, in different mediums. I still believe, yeah, that you could automatically without realizing it. Yeah. I also feel, but now, and it is time to get out of that solitude, you've done what you needed to do and spirit have called for you to do, and you have, yeah, got to let it fly. And there's that butterfly coming in again with the rainbow. So you've got lots of positive symbols around you to say, yeah, move ahead. And they are saying, yeah, to me, move ahead slowly, but you know, that slow is not slow as such. It's taking the time to listen to what next.
Yes, love
They're
that.
They're saying,
yeah,
to me, look for the signs. And this is the thing. What a lot of people, you know, what we do in our today's society is everything's rush, 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 rush. And we all want everything yesterday. And, you know, let's face it, we all love ordering online and getting our goods the following day, right? But the bottom line is, when it comes to manifestation, as everybody knows, it's careful what you wish for, because sometimes you want something and you get it and you go, that's not really what I want. You know, and it's learning to manifest in the right way and learning to sit in that flow and let it come. And I kind of feel that's where I feel you need to be now. Now, I think they are showing me pictures of money, so I don't know whether money's been on your mind or financial stability has been on your mind, but I think you'd be worried about the finances a little bit as well. Does that make sense? But they're just saying to me about pennies from heaven. So I do think the pennies from heaven might be the sales.
It's true. It's time. It's so great. And, you know, with the vaccines being out, it's all about divine timing in any way, right? So this is the time for me to just spread out and just be my authentic self. I always teach that. It's in the writings. It's in my speaking engagements. And I am it. It's just a matter of, like, just shining brighter and brighter. And I want to be out there now. I don't want to be in seclusion anymore.
Yeah.
Enough of that. Yeah.
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 And perhaps it's about you setting up a support group and doing teachings and spiritual teachings with other people around you, other like-minded people. So
yeah,
definitely the headed way to go. And I think that's what you were talking about as well, weren't you, Joni? So yeah,
to me, I love. I'm so grateful. Thank you for both of you. The healing that I just, even in the nanoseconds that I spent with Joni, I really feel it, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, because my heart has expanded so much just within this time with
both of
you. Beautiful.
No,
wonderful.
That's great to see.
Thank you so
right
much.
Well, it was great
thank
to
you
talk. Great to talk,
awesome,
and we
so
shall speak to
you
in the future.
Enjoy this.
Take care.
I will. I just feel so humbled is the word, and I just feel so much at peace at heart. You know, everything is just beautiful timing, and thank you both for your gift. Thank you.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. You take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, okay, I've got a next caller here of 252. Hi.
Hi.
Speaking to, and where are you from?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
How
can we help
you?
We're fine.
Oh, Yes, and I'm happy to hear that. Yes, and like the last caller, thank you for sharing your gifts with everyone. You are greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a few things on my mind, work and love. So I don't know if there's one.
Well, we'll go with what Spirit wants to guide you with first.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to go down the love triangle, the love pattern. Does that make sense? It is my turn, isn't it, Joni? Sorry, I'm taking over.
Yes.
I thought so.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, that's good then.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I want to go down the love path because I'm wondering, is it me or has it been a while since you've had a relationship? I feel like you've had relationships, but they haven't worked out for whatever reason. But you've also been on a spiritual journey and you've also been growing in yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and I had this happen to me, and it, what it means is you're growing in yourself and therefore every single person that comes. And it's so when you're in that place where you can stand on your own two feet and you can think for yourself and you've got your own self-worth and you've got a valid opinion and you can stand up for what you believe in, that's the time the new relationship comes in. And I feel that's where you're at. So, but also what my guides have said to me is, and I'm going to smile as I say this because I know exactly what they're talking about, you have been on your own for a while and therefore you're a little bit concerned about letting So what I mean by that is you would really dearly love and want a partner in your life, but it has to be a partner. And there's a little bit of you like, yeah, I've been on my own for a while now, and if someone came in and started bossing me around, I'd be like, no, sorry, you've got to allow me to be the free spirit I am. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. But I do see a gentleman coming in, and I kind of feel it's around the June, July time. They're bringing me till September as well. So I feel there's a little way to go. But also, I'm going to be cheeky now. They've also said to me, is there someone that you've got in mind right now?
I was just going to ask. Yes. I don't know. His name starts with the letter E. He's a Libra. Do you think that's him?
I do. Because it's like the reason why. You know, it's a cheeky question because I'm going, okay, June, you know, which is obviously this month to September. But I feel this is a new friendship forming and, you know, there's someone that you've had your eye on, but they've had their eye on you. You've not been too sure about whether they like you or not. Oh,
right,
yes, they do. Yes.
Wow.
So.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I kind of think that you've sat in the background and they're saying to me for a little bit too long. So whether you need to say something or just carry on doing what you're doing, I don't feel you need to kind of really drive it. Does that make sense? But you kind of need to make that eye contact and make it known that you're a little bit interested.
See, yes, because we were talking for a while and then he disappeared. He had to go to work. Out of state, and then all of a sudden he popped back. You know, I thought it was over, and we've been talking now since then. It's a little bit tricky, I think, because he's on the other side of the country, but you know, I'm not sure. So you're saying, like, I can, you know, pop in and say hi every once in a while on text, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is totally up to you. You know, I always say this because a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, he's popping in and out. But it's also up to you. You know, if you're okay with that, it's totally fine. It depends where your boundary is at and if that's what you want. But if he's keeping you occupied and you're having fun, then, hey, why not? I still think he's interested. I still believe that there is commitment issues there. That's what I do guess. His work is very, very important. But you still enjoyed each other's company and you in time. So as long as you don't get hurt by him in the fact that he has a busy life, I'm you know, for me, I think you should reach out and speak to him, because I kind of feel that he's actually a good guy, you know? But
yeah,
I would also say, you know, be conscious, sense that obviously you are, you know, you may be in a long distance relationship. And what I would always say to that, if there's no commitment there, make sure you keep yourself occupied. Yeah. But yeah, I like him. I really do. I'm going to give you a quick, I know we say only one question. I'm going to give you a very quick sentence of work because it is coming up. They're saying to me, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Okay. So I don't know what's going on right now, but there's no need to worry. All right. I think that's you just panicking a little. And then on that note, I'm going to pass you to Joni to see what her thoughts are.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
So
well, I would ask you, would you want me to continue in the love area or would you like me to go to the work?
Yeah, work, because it is on my mind too. Like I said, I have like everything, you know, I guess like with June, like I want to, you know, get out there and see, you know, what these next couple of months might look like. I have some people I'm speaking with for possible collaborations. So, yes, whatever you pick up, or I could give you their names.
Well, what I would ask is, what do you do?
I write as well, like your last caller, but in films. I called you ladies, like, last year you brought up somebody for me called George, and I always talk to him, and I look out for him and those names. I don't know if you remember. It was about a year ago.
I vaguely do, now that you say writing and film, very vaguely. So are you working for someone, or do you contract your services?
Myself, yeah.
Yeah,
and I look for people to get in, you know, to get things like going and into production, so to speak. So yeah, I have.
Okay, I'm gonna go in and see what they say. Here we go.
Thank you so much.
Is there a dream project that you would love to deliver to someone? Do you have your own? Do you have something that you've written and you've been compiling and you want this to be considered, like, big, like a gem, like a baby?
Yes. They're all my babies. I love them all. I have about 10.
But there's one in particular. It's almost like the person who's written the play for Broadway or the script for the movies. Like, I feel like you have, or it just could be, like, an editorial that is a big banner, like in Variety. Like, I don't know in what capacity you write, but I feel that there's this. When I see it, it looks like a giant jelly bean, but it's not oval fat. It's long. It's more like a very like elliptic, almost like an elliptical jelly bean, and it's almost like a big circle. You know what it's like? If you're reading something and a proofreader takes the paragraph and or if you send and puts a big red circle around it on the paper, and it's across the whole page. It's like an elliptical round, and it's like it's yummy and juicy, and it's a baby. I feel that you have something that will be seen. If you put more energy into it and you believe that it's possible, you can distribute this. You can have this be made real. You can realize it.
Wow.
This is June 1st. It's going to be in an autumn. I don't think it's this year. It's in a few years. I feel it's autumn. And mind you, Caroline, when's the last time you heard me say the word autumn? We usually
Never.
Say spring, summer, fall, winter.
Wow.
Right? If Caroline, we don't say autumn. That's rare.
No.
So
So I don't know if they're playing with, you know, the autumn of our discontent or whatever. Like, maybe they're getting prosaic with the word autumn and writers saying autumn instead of the fall, you know. As we New Yorkers would say, it's in the fall. So
Right,
it's autumn. So
it's the way you say it, it's making me chuckle.
Yeah, they're playing, exactly. Our guides do this. So you will, I feel that what do they say, intention is where you put your attention with intention, something like that. I forgot the verbiage.
Yeah, that's the word, where you set your attention, that you get the, I do remember.
Yeah, that
one. I can't remember.
Exactly. Exactly. I always don't remember, but it's that one. And if you just literally find it and know which one it is, and then you foster it the way the mama hen sits on that egg, holy crumbun.
Is it the one that starts with the C? Maybe that's
possibly, but there would have to be some revisions. If you move that around a little bit, then it's better.
Okay.
It has to be modified.
Yeah,
there's some darkness in it that has to come out. There's a memory in there that you have to extract. You have to take something out. It could be anger or sadness or both or despair. There's some energy, could have been when you were writing it, or there's a topic or some wording.
Uh-huh.
And you will know. And that just has to be changed a bit, little bit, or shortened. Something's going to be shifted, and that could be.
Wow.
They're not going to, I think they did that on purpose. They're not going to tell you which one. Because they want you to identify it, because it's yours. They would then be putting their imprint on it, and then you'd be going with their guidance as to what you might think they want it to be, but you go with your heart knowing, you will know. And you will enjoy this, and it's very exciting.
Wow.
So that's what Spirit says?
Wow.
That's fun.
Thank you. Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It was lovely to speak
Let
to you,
know.
Catherine.
Let us know.
Take care. Okay.
I will.
Bye. Bye. Right, I've got a next call of the evening, 911. Who am I speaking to and where are you from?
Hello.
Hi. Hello, 911.
Hello.
Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. How can we help?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No, that's no problem. And who are we speaking to and where are you from?
My name is Kerry, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, Kerry. And how can we
help? Well, I've been enjoying your show. I'm sorry you caught me off guard because I thought you were saying area codes. I realized the last three of my phone number.
That's funny. It's okay.
I can relate to one of your previous calls regarding, you know, not really being open, not looking for a romantic interest, but someone coming across your path. And that's recently happened to me. I'm going through a healing period of time after a separation. So I'm open to any messages you have, you know, regarding that currently. And I also want to point out my previous relationship was a firefighter. So I think that's when you said 911, it caught me off guard.
Oh, look at that. There were no coincidences.
I have to say.
Or something else, and it totally just, my mind.
That's the universe being very cheeky.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Well, it's what shows us the last three digits, because I never read the whole number out for obvious reasons. But yeah, I always read the last three. I did laugh at that set myself.
That's amazing. Firefighter 911. Look at that.
So I'm glad you're behind me.
Let's see what is happening with you now.
Okay.
Going into heart and love and where you are and healing and next. Do you feel you're lucky? Do you feel you're unfortunate? Do you feel that you're marked and that things don't work out and you say that or you think it or both?
No. I mean, I just say one day at a time, you know. everyday progress.
So we have another lifetime of poopy. Because I saw something from another lifetime. So I see you with Hand of Cards.
Okay.
I'm always dealt this. Do you have a sip of water? Do you have a glass of water by you where you could have a sip?
Yes, I do.
Good. Have a sip. They're working on you. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body.
Okay.
And this is all related to another lifetime. So I'm a marked woman. Damned if I do, damned if I don't.
Right.
You're chewing gum in a casino. So the bitterness is all coming up. Do you have flaring headaches, or does your head get hot, or do you sweat at the brow and you have no idea why?
Like my ear does. My ear will get really red. Randomly, you know, at times.
Yeah. It's upset. It's frustration
it's
and upset that comes up from that other lifetime. Yeah.
Yep.
So let's see what you were working on. It's interesting. The terminology they're using is the damning of souls, D-A-M-N-I-N-G. So you were very upset. I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. You love the word. And it's like, shoot, this is bad. What's going on here? Damned if I do, damned if I don't. So you were actually, you can't make this up. Caroline, you're going to be like, I've heard this stuff before. You were self-hexing.
Okay.
I'm going to do a quick exorcism. Anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated, any chips or implants we take out, any abductions we rescue, any MKUltra programming gone, any places where you're blown up, decimated, all over creation, we put you back together like Humpty Dumpty. There we go. Your brow was very knitted. A lot of frustration. There was a lot of crap. Okay, so I would stay away from salt for a day. Again, this is for entertainment purposes only. Please see your healthcare professional. Is it okay for you medically to stay away from salt for a day by not putting salt on food?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really. Okay. But I notice a difference just in my body. Yeah, I can tell.
Okay. So for today, just see, you know, no salt shaker stuff. Again, entertainment purposes only, blah, blah, blue. Okay. Going in, looking at the hex is gone. This is all, the self-hexing is gone. Now going forward regarding you, it's clear. So there was a lot of pain. Things weren't working out.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to believe that there were people that were a match, but it was very, very difficult. You were just having a lot of difficulty. There was solitude. It felt okay. You didn't want to be hurt. You were working on judging people, and that also was a block. So in this lifetime, clear yourself in all ways, in any way you might have, but they're just talking. Now I'm going from here forward. This is fun. It's like a carnival. Pick and choose, pick and choose. So I see at the carnival, they're all different rides. They're all different games, and they're all different treats. And I saw cotton candy, and I saw a few colors you get to choose from. So you're going to be out and about, and it's like a game. It's fun, but not in terms of objectification game. I mean, this is serious stuff. But in terms of game being with play. But there are no losers and no winners. It just is. It's a fun fest. And I see you entering a space. I don't know where you are. It could be near water. It could be an aquarium. It could be a theater. But I feel like it's entertainment and fun. And I feel there are people there and they're watching. I'm just channeling. And I see him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel if he could be a manager, a guard, a guide, a performer, a teacher. He's standing erectly, and he monitors, very astute and a great man. And I feel like, again, I feel like a chief, a soldier, a guard, a monitor, a teacher,
a performer, someone who's got people's attention, or he's watching, or he's an authority, and you mm-hmm. get it, you understand, and it's very romantic, and it's fun, and easy. You're in the quote-unquote right place at the right time. And regarding this damning thing, they do say watch what you think, say, and do, because you're an extremely powerful creator being.
Mm-hmm.
So you practically can manifest on demand.
Right.
This year, I feel comfortable. I don't know when it's going to happen. I feel like it possibly is more in the chillier months between mm-hmm. November and next August. I feel there's a window. So with that being said, Caroline also gets more, so she's going to add. So let us
Thank
know,
you.
And good luck, honey pie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right, well, going from that, I'm kind of concerned what Joni has said, in the sense I feel the words I've got is in development. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So when you were talking about the gentleman earlier on, so you kind of feel that he's in the background, but you're not sure where it's headed. Is that right?
I think it goes to the self-hexing. I don't want to be doing that in this situation. And again, I was not looking for anything, but, you know, it's a nice connection. It's nice. And just to validate some of what you said previously, there's a fair where we live coming up in the summer months that we discussed.
Nice.
So, that was interesting.
Yeah. I see you reconnecting, and I totally concur with what Joni said. And I think it's really up to you where you want to take it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, like, you know, I'm the first to say be a bit old-fashioned, let the guys do the chasing and all that. But sometimes you do have to kind of, you know, let them know. And if you think about it, like in the 1940s, when you go to the dance, and the guy would be looking, standing at the bar, and you think, oh, I like those. You know, years ago, it used to be you gave a wink and a nod, and off they'd come over, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you do have to give a little bit.
He's the first person I've ever approached myself, actually. I'm 35, but I'm just, you know, I like his energy and sort of took a chance. And, you know, it's just very slow, very easy, but, you know, I don't want that self-texting to kind of kick in.
No, I mean, you don't want to go into full chase mode because you do have to play a little bit of cat and mouse. But, you know, you do have to sort of say, hey, I'm interested over here. Let me know if, you know, and then let them do the rest of the work, you know. And if they're really wanting it and into it, then they will. That's the thing. All you're going is you're just going over and saying, you know. Chase me, you know.
Yeah.
There used to be a British comedian that used to do that with audiences. He used to go over to them, just touch them, and go, chase me. You know, you're not asking. I can't remember his name now, but it was hilarious. Everyone loved him. So I just think, you know, for you, it's about letting people know. And the other thing they're giving me, and this is interesting, is have you fully, I don't feel you. Like you said, you're still kind of healing. So there's part of you like going, yeah, I'm fine on my own. I'm fine. But it's, how do I put it? But it'd be nice to have a little bit of company sometimes.
Exactly.
You know? So it's kind of just opening yourself a little bit up and just allowing that to happen, you know? And I think you'll be fine. They are saying to me, and this is Spirit having a little bit of a giggle, you know, once you've done that tag, you know, watch it grow a little bit more than you ever thought you wanted. But again, and I'm going to say this, relationships happen when you least expect, because you're not expecting them anymore. So therefore, you can show gratitude, you know. And I have this conversation a lot with, you know, a friend of mine, say, the amount of times that, you know, you are in a position and it's like, if you don't let it go, it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Give up and straight away it goes bang, there you go. So I do feel that, you know, you're in a good place, and my guys are saying keep it going, but
good.
And they're also showing me pictures of like ping pong balls, so it feels like, you know, it's like don't drop the ball, and that's a saying, I don't know whether that's an American saying, but it's kind of in the sense of, you know, you've got an egg in your hands and you want to keep holding it, and this gentleman, it's kind of, it feels very gentle. You know, mm-hmm. you do need to go and hit him over the head with the sledgehammer first and say, hey, I'm interested. And then, you know, so it's a tag. But after that, he'll do the work. That, I'm really confident about that as well, because he kind of likes you, but he's a bit shy.
He is, yeah. He's very, very just easy, laid back.
Yeah.
But, you know, effective, and I noticed that.
A little bit insecure as well.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and but I see the vulnerability, and so there's yeah. something genuine there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, you know, we are a little bit, we do expect the old-fashioned approach, and, you know, I think it's ingrained. I've always professed to that, you know, back from way back when, you know, it's always been, you know, back into, you know, when we were stone age, you know, when women, and you know, the men went out and hunted and gathered, and the women right. you know, sort of the women stayed at home and did all the things. And I do think that's kind of ingrained in our genetics, our DNA, but I just believe that, you know, sometimes we in today's society forget that, you know, in a sense of equality, that, you know, men can just as been badly as treated sometimes as women,
right?
And I think
exactly.
So that's where you have to kind of give that, hey, you know what, I do like you, it's fine, I won't bite.
That's what, it caught me off guard that I did that too. I mean, I'm not usually the one to ask a man out, so, I mean, and the fact that
yeah.
it's been nice, yeah. So.
There's a reason for everything. And it probably just
exactly.
came out of you, and I bet you were standing there talking and you didn't even plan to say it.
Nope, didn't at all. Yeah,
and it just came out.
Yeah,
and you went, where did that come from? Yeah,
yeah,
I've had those
that's the
that's,
path,
that's called spirit making sure you do that. That's called spirit sort of saying, get a grip here, you know. He likes you. You just need to tell him. He'll do the rest.
Exactly. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate that. I needed to hear that.
Okay.
You
take
welcome.
Care now.
Let us thank know. You very much.
Death.
Will do.
Lovely to speak to you. Take care, Kerry. Bye-bye. Right, okay. So we're going on to the next caller now of 285. Hi, 285. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hello?
Hi.
Is this me?
You're talking to Caroline and Joni. It is you. So who is you?
I was expecting my area code. Not the last.
Oh, yeah, everyone says that, but I've been reading the last three digits out on everyone's number for the past 7 years.
We oftentimes get like a lot of New Jersey, New York,
yeah,
Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Connecticut, so it's safer to do
yeah.
the last digits.
Yeah, because
uh-huh.
often I'll have about three or four area codes.
People perking up or going, wait a minute, I thought they wanted me and it was someone
yeah.
else. And really, did I hear wrong? And it's too confusing.
Definitely.
I understand.
Right, who
that
are we
makes...
speaking? Yeah. So who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Casey from New York. New York, New
right.
York.
New York, New York.
Yes.
And how is it over in New York? Are you getting some sun over there at the moment?
Oh, it comes in and out. It's like partly cloudy. It was sunny before. It
yep.
may come out
again.
You know
again. I'm a New Yorker?
Yes. I think I heard that.
Long Islander. now in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what. Yeah. Shall I just sit this one out, Joni? You carry on.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
No.
So. How can we help, Stacey?
Yeah, well, I have so many things I could ask you. So guidance on my health issue, my recent diagnosis, if anything comes through, or anything on how to meet and find the perfect person to rent this room to. I really am dreading it, but, you know, if I would like ideally to find someone who could be a friend, a kindred spirit.
Mm.
Would like to have in my space. not just for the money. And,
understand. So I take it you're sharing a room in your house.
It's my apartment. You know, I mean, I'm on the lease. My part passed away. It's going on a couple of years this month.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've been grieving and I've been exhausting my finances, and I really do need to get a roommate, you know, in a couple months sure when the room will even be ready, but something I have to face and figure out how to do it, how to find someone that would be okay. That's my big stress. Unless there's another miracle and I find a different solution to this financial problem.
Right. Well, okay. So there's lots of things going on. So I'm kind of going to just, something like this, I'd say it's general. Does that make sense? Because there's so many irons in so many different fires. So I'm going to try and break them down a little bit. So the first things first, my guides are saying about financial, okay? At the moment, I think this is the biggest concern of yours. I know you've been grieving and I know you've had a really hard time and I can see that, but I also see this, they're showing me a tunnel and they're showing me a light. So I do feel there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Showing me a rainbow. So I do feel you've actually healed quite well. Does that make sense? But I also feel, it's been tough and you have gone through very lonely times and it's just, and I also feel there's anger there as well. And I'm being told as well there's unresolved anger right now. So the first thing I need to do is do a healing, which is the forgiveness work that both myself and to remove some of that anger. This is from the past, not now, if that makes any sense. You might not realize you're still carrying it around, but it's just going to help you. And then we can work on the diagnosis and all the other things, okay? So I want you to, if you've got any water by you, just to make sure.
Okay, I'll get some. Okay.
Cool. Okay. So I just want you to stay inside. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through the nose. And out to the mouth. And just say, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
I forgive anyone around me that has hurt me in the past, the present, and I'm even going to go into the future. Okay?
Yes, I forgive
remove
myself.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to repeat that? No.
You can. Yes, you can. Yep. Okay, so just say, I forgive those around me that have hurt me in the past, the present, and the future.
I forgive those around me who have hurt me in the past and future.
Okay. I remove all karma across all time and space, across all lifetimes.
I remove all karma across all time and space, across all lifetimes.
I let go and I release that right now. And just breathe. So just breathe. Through the nose and out to the mouth. You should feel some energy coming up your throat chakra, which is where there's been a blockage for a little while. Okay, just giving you pink light and white light as we're talking now. Okay, and they're just saying to me there's grey energy around what I need to take away and just surround you with pink and white. Tell me when you feel you've let go.
Yes, I feel it. Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Okay, so now we can start. And this is what me and Jenny were talking about at the beginning of the show. So now we've got release of that anger, then now that you can focus on the different areas, if that makes sense. The partner will come. So, okay, you're saying, I kind of feel, yes, it might be a roommate, but it might end up being a partner. But there's two things. You will have a new partner in your life. And they're saying to me whether you like it or not. Because the reason why I get this is because Spirit are saying that you actually did, you know, with your departed husband, I feel you, how to put it, I feel you looked after them a lot and you loved them dearly and you spoke a lot, you know, and there was a lot of care taken. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. He was very
sick. Yeah, and it's... Yeah. And you did an awful lot, and he's eternally grateful for that. But also what I am saying is that I feel he's saying, I do want you to be with someone, because they feel that for a good few years towards the end, you had no life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I'd go as far as even saying, you know, that at times you thought, me instead. Does that make sense to you?
Just a couple of years there.
I think you sort of thought to yourself, I wish they'd take me instead rather than see your partner suffering the way he did.
Yeah.
You wanted to take all the suffering away from him, which is very noble and you know, is the ultimate form of love. Okay? So I do believe that you've had a very strong connection, but you find the right person. Finances, I'm being told, they will come. I don't know what, but I'm getting a load of paperwork. I still think there's things that haven't come to you yet, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taken a while to get your head back in the right space that you can start looking at this stuff. Okay.
Yes.
So that's one thing. For that, again, it's about losing, you know, you feel that you've lost your mojo and there's a lot of things, and this is where the diagnosis comes in. Now, I'm not being given, and I will say this, I am not a doctor, nor is Joni.
Yes.
We can only give advice on a spiritual level. We can give what we get on a spiritual level, but we're not doctors. So, and again, it's always for entertainment purposes only. But this diagnosis you have, it is. So there's part of me that's like, it's going to be okay. Does that make sense? Because I'm not being given any really negative vibes about it.
Okay. Well, I'm doing things to try to help it. So, you know, and I've been very depressed about it. I am, you know, trying to think that they can work. And maybe in a way it's a wake-up call that I, to alert me to do these things.
So can I ask what the diagnosis, and I'm really
happy,
you know, normally I would say don't bother, but you know, I'm told, but not this time.
Well, I'm a big walker. I may have walked less than this past year because things have been so shut down, but a few months I started having pains in my left leg after walking a little bit, and you know, cut to the chase, I did pursue it and get tested, and I have an arterial blockage in the left leg.
But that can be resolved. This is why I don't feel that spirit are kind of making a big deal about it right now.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
I feel you've had it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's kind of like I feel it can be resolved, and there is procedures that can help with that. I'm not going to have nothing to worry about. Thank you, Joni. I'll just pass you over to Joni at this point.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt. Are you finished, Caroline? Because I was just asking for
clarification. I was actually just going to just ask this clarification and then pass it across to you. Because from an illness point of view, I'm not getting anything to say there's anything to majorly worry about, even though it is an illness. So I think it's
you. Okay. Well, just for clarification, is this a deep thrombosis?
No, it's that test came out clear. It's just, you know, arterial blockage.
So
you know,
is that from plaque?
I guess so. It's my medicine.
And it's in your leg.
Left.
And are you on a med? Did they give you a medicine, or did they say about a procedure? What did they say you need to do?
Well, I have yet to have the consult with my primary care doctor. That's coming up in a few days. And that's coming up. But the technician was very lovely, and he pointed out what he found at, you know, when he was doing the tests. And he told me, you know, he works very closely with the two top doctors, and one of them I'm going to see. But he said that from what he saw, it's considered moderate. And so there's, you know, nothing I would need to do there if it gets worse. There are procedures they can do, which sound terrible to me and scary. But at this point, the best remedy is walking, which is kind of interesting, but like that. But and I've read this, done extensive research all over about it, and that's what is said. Walking, and, you know, when you get in pain, have the pain, slow down, stop and rest a bit, and then continue. Best thing is to just keep going, and the goal and the hope is ultimately that the body will create new pathways, like new blood vessels. Meanwhile, I started taking different supplements, and I keep looking, you know, if there are ways to clear out the existing plaque.
Now, let me ask you, because Caroline was very thorough, what do you need now? Do you need clarification regarding what she said, or is there an area that you want me to go in? I could go in deeper regarding something she covered, or, you know, expand upon something that she didn't cover as much.
Okay, could you expand on or go deeper with how am I to proceed with, you know, about finding the person? How is that
the
going to play out? Yes.
Going in. Are there a few people that you know, that you trust, that might put the word out?
Well, I've been trying. I think, you know, there's
I feel like
more.
There's someone that you know who has a group of people. Do you know someone who's prayerful and religious? Or are they spiritual?
Probably more likely spiritual.
There's someone you know that has a friendship circle. I don't know if they pray, are spiritual, meditate, or they're positive thinkers. And I feel like that person has a connection with someone. I feel like this is word of mouth. I don't think that this is someone who's a stranger. I think that someone pulls someone in. Someone you know knows someone. Word gets around. You put out the word. You tell people the type of person you're looking for. I see that you're looking for someone who's responsible and who is who, you know, just is mature enough to handle being a roommate, just responsible, that they are clean, they are responsible with payment, but also that they're positive. I feel like you're looking for someone who's more of an uplift. Now, that's not going to be the first thing, right? But when you tell your friends, when you start doing a word of mouth, I would keep in mind who you are telling. Because you know how birds of a feather flock together? If there's a friend who's a little bit more negative, you're probably going to have the word be broadcast to friends who might be of a lower vibration. And we're not judging here. You need peace. You've gone through a lot, and you're looking for a, for someone who's living with you who has a smile, who has heart, and who's peaceful. I believe this is happening. You know, I was listening to what you shared and then what Caroline was sharing, and it sounds like on paper, and this isn't to minimize, it's quite miraculous. Your story sounds, oh, my God, and then she's going through that, and then that, and then that. Have you found in your life that you, maybe even in the 11th hour, you have support and a miracle comes in?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
All I can say is that you've dodged bullets. Yeah, you have. You have a lot of angels working with you.
Oh, okay.
Do what is in your control. And one of the things is you can ask for help. Ask for divine assistance. And as Caroline had assisted with the whatever, if there's resentment and upset, check in with that and keep releasing what doesn't serve you. And I would start looking at the glass half full, then half empty, and keep releasing the past. The past is done. We just ask ourselves, what can I learn from it? You're very magical. You might never have even known that. But I see you're able to. You somehow freaking dig yourself out of holes. Help comes. So since thoughts create our reality, you know, thought creates form, and there's that law of attraction, be aware of what you think, say, and do, because you can create the outcomes from your thoughts, words, and deeds. If you think it, say it, and do it enough, you energize it, and poof, you could end up, you know, with. So you don't want to start thinking like, oh, this is what I don't want, because then you're actually adding it as a possibility because you're putting attention to it. So you could leave that off on the side. And then you're looking for a roommate who pays, who's a partnership, who's a good companion, you know. Maybe they even hang out. Maybe they might even be friends.
Mm-hmm.
They
assist. You know, this woman.
Hey. Go ahead, Caroline.
What was that, Joni?
What were you going to say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh,
really?
I was starting to say.
Oh, you were? Okay, I wasn't sure. Go ahead.
There's a woman I know. We were a little bit friendly. She calls herself JC, the initials. But I wasn't sure about her. She would love to move in here. So I wonder, you know, are you picking up anything about her?
It's difficult. She's challenging. God bless her. God bless. It would get there'd be arguments.
That's what I'm feeling. Something.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I feel this
that
is word of mouth.
You know, that would be an easy solution, but apparently it wouldn't really be a solution.
Right. And that's where you keep going with your gut, and you're going to know. And I feel like this person is a beautiful soul. You'll know. Put the word out. There's angelic guidance supporting you, and it's happening.
Are you getting
July.
It?
Caroline, do you get July?
No? About July, I'm picking up. Yeah.
You got July also. There you go.
That I would meet them in July?
July is a roommate. July, you start now. I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
With a smile and bells and whistles on, I feel comfortable. You make miracles happen. You might not have known it.
No, I didn't know that.
No, you're very blessed. And if you've gone through a lot in this lifetime, you're a darned old soul. And you're working through a lot of stuff. So do the forgiveness work. Make a list of all the things from birth until now where you have issues. Then forgive yourself and forgive the person or the institution or the group or the concept. It could be Earth. It could be God. It could be religion. It could be church. It could be school. It could be the postman. It could be first grade teacher. It could be anyone. And you just go through the whole list. And then the next day, revisit and see how you feel. And if you still have the same strong feelings, negative feelings, you do the forgiveness work again. You keep stripping the layers until ultimately when you go back to each one on the list, if it's fuzzy and you go, why did I put that there? And you know
what,
it's done.
Is there a special process, this forgiveness work? Or do I just say I forgive?
I forgive myself. I forgive you.
Okay.
And good luck to you. Let us know, please.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're
going
to have to probably wind up because the show ends at 5:30. Sorry to rush you.
It does indeed.
Well, thank you both. I appreciate, yes, I feel a lot better. Thank you both so very much.
Good.
It's a great show.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Many
you
blessings.
Take care, Stacey. Thank you, bye. Right, okay, I think we've got 5 minutes left. So, Joni, would you, and thank you, everybody, for calling in. It's been a fantastic show. What I will say to you is we will be back on. It'll be early part of July. Me and Joni will set a date, so keep an eye on the page.
Go to the Blog Talk Radio show page, and if you follow it, then you'll receive notification when the show is going to air.
Absolutely. Anyway, Joni, would you like to tell everyone wherever they can find you?
Sure. I am at joniswhitelighthealing.com. That's my website. And if you're interested in a reading, please reach out. And I have a YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Press the bell all icon. And I have a Facebook fan page, Joni's White Light Healing. And please like that. And I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, and SoundCloud. And if you're interested in friending me on Facebook, please message me and tell me how you found me, because I do not friend strangers. Caroline, how can people find you if they'd like a session?
Hi, well, I am Caroline Crystal Hart, and that is my Facebook page. Again, I only friend people if they let me know who they are. I also have a fan page, Crystal Hart Psychics, which you can message either myself or Joni through the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond Facebook page. And obviously, if you want to talk to one of us, we don't take offense, do we, Joni? We literally, if you say, look, I'm contacting you but I want to speak to Joni or I want to speak to Caroline, it's fine. Okay. So just remember that. And then we also know that you've seen us on Blog Talk. So that'd be great. Website, as if anyone who's heard me before, had a little issue with the website a few months ago. It's now been fully fixed, so we actually have psychic horoscopes that update every day, and there's a little tarot app on there as well, where you pick 3 cards, past, present, and future, which is nice to have. So just to let you know there, and then also available online is all the readers that work for me, which I do screen and listen to. So you, if you can't call me. Okay, so, and that is www.crystalheartpsychics.com. Anyway, I think I'm going to play you out with the last song called I Can't Make You Love Me, which is actually sung by Joni herself. So, Joni, would you like to introduce your song before we play it?
Well, this is a cover that Bonnie Raitt did, and I covered this with the pianist Greg Deppe. And the first song at the beginning of the show I wrote and recorded, and Greg is the pianist, and that song is called Finding Me.
So we're playing Finding Me.
Demos and my songs on SoundCloud.
Okay. So we're playing out Finding Me. Is that right, Joni?
That one is I Can't Make You Love Me.
I can't.
Finding Me.
I Can't Make You Love Me. Yes. Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate all your calls, and we'll see you in July. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I was going to play out the lovely song. However, it does seem a little quiet. I don't know whether you can all hear it in the background. So I'm going to go back to Finding Me and see if that plays okay. And again, thank you for calling in, and we'll speak to you soon.